with Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond. Last night on WKLM, it was high school baseball as Highland defeated Tuskegee Valley 10-0 in five innings. Also, in high school baseball, New Philly, a winner over West Holmes, 5-0, and Garaway edged out Claymont, 4-3. Manchester, a winner over Triway, 4-3. Centerburg beat Loudonville, 6-1. Cardington-Lincoln edged out Danville, 5-4. Indian Valley shut out Sandy Valley, 8-0. Stralsburg beat Malvern, 11-1 in five innings. And Newcomerstown shuts out TCC, 13-0 in five innings. Worcester beat Dover, 5-1. Lexington over Ashland, 10-1, and Madison hammered Mansfield Senior, 22-0 in five innings. In high school softball, Tuskegee Valley was winner over Highland, 14-2 in five innings. West Holmes doubled up New Philadelphia, 4-2. Garaway edged out Claymont, 5-4, and Wayndale, in a slugfest, beats Chippewa, 17-12. Manchester beat Triway, 9-2. Danville shuts out Cardington-Lincoln, 8-0. Stralsburg beat Malvern, 7-1. TCC edging out Newcomerstown, 8-6. It was Dover over Worcester in five innings, 11-1. And Lexington beat Ashland, 20-7. Be sure to tune in today for high school softball as West Holmes plays host to New Philadelphia. WKLM will be video live streaming the game on YouTube. You can also hear the game here on the radio and online at WKLMFM.com. Airtime 5 o'clock, game time 5:30. On Friday, we'll have high school baseball as Tri-Valley takes on the Knights under the lights at West Holmes. On FM 95.3 WKLM FM Stream 1 and YouTube. Airtime will be at 6:30. And then on Saturday, tune into coverage of the Maz Classic at Mazeroski Field as Highland battles Indian Creek on FM 95.3, WKLMFM.com, and YouTube. Airtime will be at 9:30 a.m. High school softball around the area today, in addition to West Holmes and New Philadelphia, Central Christians at Redmond, Martins Ferry at Claymont, Harrison Central at Sandy Valley, Dover at Tuskegee Valley, Ashland's at Lexington, Massillon will host Madison, Connaughton Valley's at Cardinal Mooney. In high school baseball, New Philly will battle West Holmes, Redmond will host Central Christian, Stralsburg's at Downton, Dover's at Worcester, Ashland's at Lexington, and Madison will host Mansfield Senior. Cleveland Cavaliers reserve guard Sam Merrill had an MRI on his left hamstring after injuring it in Game 1 in a loss against the Detroit Pistons. The Cavs held him out of practice Wednesday, a day before they will shoot to even the second-round series in Detroit. Merrill had one assist and one turnover in six-plus minutes of the opener against the Pistons on Tuesday night. The 29-year-old Merrill averaged 12.8 points during the regular season and scored in double digits twice in the seven-game first-round series against the Toronto Raptors. Joey Cantillo and four relievers combined on a four-hitter. Chase DeLauder hit a go-ahead two-run single, and the Cleveland Guardians beat Kansas City 3-1 to stop their three-game skid and the Royals' five-game winning streak. Kansas City starter Cole Reagans left after three scoreless innings because of left triceps and elbow soreness. Cantillo allowed one run, three hits, and three walks in five innings. Matt Festa, Eric Sobrowski, and Hunter Gaddis combined for three hitless innings, and Cade Smith worked around Vinny Pasquantino's one-out single for his ninth save in 11 chances. Michael Busch drove in the winning run with a bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning after Pete Crow Armstrong connected for a two-run homer in the 9th, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6 for their 8th consecutive victory. It was the third consecutive walk-off win for the Cubs. Busch hit an RBI single in the 10th inning of Tuesday night's 3-2 victory over the Reds. Seiya Suzuki was intentionally walked by Brock Burke before Busch was nearly hit by a sinker on a 3-1 pitch. Ian Happ also homered as NL Central leading Chicago won for the 18th time in 21 games overall. Leaders north of Cincinnati are moving ahead with plans for a project for a new publicly owned indoor arena. The new indoor arena will be the largest of its kind in Warren County. The Warren County Port Authority is planning to ask private investors to fund $125 million in bonds to finance the project to house hockey games and concerts. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the arena would be built on a 50-acre lot along I-75 in Middletown. It does not yet have a name. One Warren County commissioner voted against the plan and said it's not worth the financial risk. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the Preakness Stakes next weekend. Trainer Sherry DeVoe announced the plan to skip the Preakness and set sights on the Belmont Stakes on June 6th at Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. Golden Tempo is the third Derby winner in the past 5 years not to be entered in the Preakness for various reasons. It is the sixth time in 8 years the Preakness will happen with no chance of a Triple Crown on the line. American Pharoah in 2015 and Justify in 2018 are the only horses to sweep all three races over the past 4 decades. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.